Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to unpack today's articles, pull out the key insights, and help you get informed quickly.
Exactly. Okay, let's get started.
First up, we have this fascinating piece about cockatoos in Sydney. We already knew they were smart enough to open trash bins, right?
Right. That's pretty well documented. But this article talks about something new they've figured out.
Yeah, apparently they're now using human drinking fountains. How does that even work?
Well, it's quite something. Researchers led by Barbara Klump actually observed them. They use one claw to push the handle, you know, to get the water going.
Okay.
And then they use the other claw to hold the spout steady so they can drink. It's pretty coordinated.
Wow. That's complex. So it's not just one or two birds.
No. The study saw over 150 different cockatoos visit just one fountain like 500 times in about 6 weeks. And interestingly, Klump notes there's plenty of water around otherwise.
So it might not just be about thirst.
Possibly not. It could be learning through watching people, trial and error. Maybe they even enjoy mastering it. It really speaks to their intelligence and adaptability, you know.
Definitely makes you think about how animals are navigating our world.
Mm.
What clever things have you seen an animal figure out? It's interesting to consider.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, shifting gears now to something quite serious. Another article covers the return of Canada's summer wildfires.
Yes, unfortunately, they're back and already causing significant problems. The article mentions millions of acres burned, about 5.4 million acres this year so far.
And forcing evacuations.
Thousands of people, yeah. Including whole towns and First Nations reserves.
It's
a huge impact already. Over 1,700 fires recorded, hundreds active, many out of control.
The article mentions some harrowing details, too, like helicopter rescues.
Absolutely. And the smoke. It's not just staying in Canada. Air quality alerts are popping up across the continent right down into the U.S. Gulf Coast.
So what's the context here? Is this worse than usual?
Well, the total area burned is less than last year at this point, but it's still way above average, like 360% higher than the 10-year average for early June. Experts like Professor Paige Fisher are linking this directly to climate change.
Saying this pattern matches the climate models.
Exactly. More frequent, bigger fires, more smoke. It's what the projections indicated would happen. It really makes you think about how environmental changes impact daily life, doesn't it?
It really does. Okay, sticking with the environment, another article looks at our oceans. Apparently, they're getting darker.
That's the finding, yeah. A new study shows the photic zone, that top 200 meters where most marine life lives, is receiving less sunlight.
And that's critical because?
Because sunlight drives photosynthesis by plankton. Plankton are the base of the entire ocean food web. Less light means less plankton, disrupting everything up the chain. Over 90% of ocean life is in that zone.
So how much darker are we talking?
The study, using satellite data and models, found over 20% of the ocean's surface affected in the last 20 years. In some spots, that photic zone has shrunk by more than 50 meters.
Wow. What's causing it?
It seems linked to warming waters. Warmer seas can lead to more algae blooms that block light. Plus, changing currents might be stirring up more silt from the seabed, which also block the sun.
So multiple factors related to warming.
Precisely. The researchers, like Thomas Davies, who led the study, called it a genuine cause for concern. Given how vital oceans are for, well, everything, air, food, climate regulation, it's definitely worrying.
It really is. Makes you wonder, what can people actually do to help protect these vital marine places?
A very important question.
Okay, let's make a sharp turn now into politics and law. There's an article detailing a lawsuit filed by California Governor Gavin Newsom against then-President Trump.
Yes, this outlines a major conflict over the use of the National Guard. Basically, President Trump sent the Guard into Los Angeles during protests following ICE raids, and he did it without Governor Newsom's consent.
And Newsom's argument, as reported,
he called it illegal, immoral, a breach of state sovereignty, said the Guard wasn't needed and Trump was just inflaming things to push his immigration policies. Usually deploying the State Guard is the governor's call, right?
Right. So what was the counter argument from the president's side?
President Trump cited a federal law claiming authority because of insurrection, domestic violence, things like that. The argument was that state and local officials weren't controlling the situation.
Did the article mention how unusual this is?
It did. Very unusual. It stated this was the first time in 60 years a president federalized a state's guard without the governor's okay. The last time was LBJ in Selma in 1965.
That really puts it in perspective.
Yeah. And critics cited in the piece argued you only override a governor in extreme cases insurrection, total breakdown, which they felt didn't apply in LA.
So fundamentally a clash over power and authority.
Exactly. Federal versus state power, different views of the situation, different interpretations of the law, a real pressure point.
It raises questions. You know, when leaders disagree so strongly on handling a crisis, what does that mean for governing?
Definitely food for thought.
Now, for something completely different and quite unexpected, an article about two Brazilian nuns who went viral online.
Ah, yes, this was a fun one. Sisters Marisela Cassiano and Marisa Paula de Neves. They were on a Catholic TV show in Brazil.
And they started beatboxing.
Sister Marisela did. While singing a song called Vocation, Sister Marisa started dancing, the host joined in. It was apparently quite spontaneous. They were there talking about their ministry, helping young people with addiction.
And the clip just took off.
Hugely. Hundreds of thousands of views on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, news reports picked it up.
What did the sisters make of it all?
They seemed surprised it went so big outside Brazil, called it just a simple, spontaneous moment for them.
But there's a reason they use music and dance.
Yeah, absolutely. The article explains they see things like beatboxing and dancing as, quote, tools that God uses to connect with people, especially the young people they work with who are struggling. It's about meeting people where they are, using creative ways to reach them.
That's actually really insightful. Using modern culture for a traditional mission makes you think about creative ways we connect with others, doesn't it?
It really does.
Okay, finally, let's look at the quote of the day from the articles. It's from Valentina Tereshkova.
A truly historic figure. The quote is, "It doesn't matter what country or what political system you are from, space brings you together."
Powerful words from the first woman in space. Just remind us about her achievement.
Russian cosmonaut flew solo on Vostok 6 back in June 1963, orbited the Earth 48 times over 3 days, a massive milestone, an inspiration worldwide.
So the quote fits that pioneering, unifying spirit of early space exploration. But the article adds a layer, doesn't it?
It does. It provides some important later context. Tereshkova went into politics, and more recently, in 2022, she voted for Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Oh.
Yeah, which led to her being sanctioned by the U.S. and EU. So the article sort of presents this juxtaposition. Her quote about space uniting people contrasted with later political actions that were very divisive.
That definitely adds complexity to the quote.
It highlights that tension, you know, the high ideals we might associate with something like space exploration versus the often messy realities of politics and individual actions back on Earth.
So does something like space truly transcend politics? Or are we always caught within those systems? It's something to ponder.
Definitely.
So we've covered quite a bit today. Intelligent birds, environmental pressures from fires and darkening oceans, political clashes, viral nuns, and the complex legacy of a space icon.
It's a real snapshot of the diverse things happening, from very local observations to global trends and historical reflections.
Hopefully this deep dive helped connect some dots for you. Yeah, maybe a final thought is just noticing those connections, how animal behavior reflects intelligence, how environmental shifts pose global challenges, and how human endeavors, whether it's politics or space, often exist in that tension between our aspirations and our actions.
Lots to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.